Audience, this is Sim's first time operating the equipment.
Can you hear me?
I can, not really.
No?
It doesn't feel like normal. I know, we're short on pens. Ah, there's something. That feels a little better.
Is that better now? Okay, yeah. Let me see if mine works here. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah.
That is better.
That is better.
Okay, good.
Yes, audience, dear audience, this is our first, we've hit the road. Anna Faris is Unqualified is on the road. We're in Atlanta.
We're mobile.
My husband's here shooting, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And, so Sim, we've left, our technical producer, Mike, at home in LA. And, this is Sim's first time setting up the equipment. How does it feel, Sim?
It's awful. It's terrible. I'm so nervous right now because I feel like none of this is going to be recorded. And we have to record another show coming up.
Did you push the button?
Let me check. Yeah, it looks like it's recording, but who knows? It could just be us talking into whatever, and these microphones, and then there's really nothing left on the card.
We're normally underproduced as it is, but this is a very special edition of unproduced.
Well, luckily right now, what we're just doing is the intro for what could be one of my favorite episodes that we've had so far.
This probably is, because guess what, dear listeners? Today's guest is Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
I am not shitting you. It is so amazing that we got Shaq to be a guest. We worked together on Scary Movie 3, and although I wasn't in a scene with him, but then he amazingly agreed to do House Bunny. He has a cameo in House Bunny.
I remember that. Doesn't he lift you up?
Because you blow
out the candles?
One of the opening scenes, it's my birthday party at the Playboy Mansion. I play a Playboy Bunny, for those of you who aren't familiar with House Bunny. And he lifts me up. It's my birthday party, and he lifts me up to blow out the candles because the cake is huge that they wheel in for me, and I can't quite reach the candle to blow it out. And he just lifts me up, and I've never felt so small.
You're telling me before, like, you felt like you were on an elevator.
Yeah, completely. Like, totally secure, seamless, picking up. And because I was so short growing up, I got picked up all the time, which made me crazy. I hated getting picked up. Like, it was a physical thing because I was so short and little. That was my identity, that I would, like, you know, I would always have to be the baby when we played Imaginary Family or whatever, which is also why I became the little Napoleon that I am.
Well, no, but you're not little, first of all. You told me before that, didn't you have like a growth spurt?
I grew in high school eventually.
Gotcha.
But it was enough, but I was short. I was so short for so long that it was imprinted.
Right.
You know, like, don't you, it doesn't all kids sort of have that takeaway identity thing. Like, whether you're the hot one or the tall one or the fast one or whatever. And I was the short one. And anyway, it made me kind of, I think, a proud and stubborn person, I think, in general. But anyway, so Shaq.
Lovably stubborn.
But he was so kind because, you know, we put together this movie, The House Bunny, and we were able to sell it to Adam Sandler's company and to Sony, and they ended up making it. And so the whole thing was completely surreal. So any star or actor that we had felt it was such a huge compliment. And the fact that he agreed to be a part of it and to do that brief thing.
I mean, it's Shaq.
It's Shaq.
It's Shaq. I've been the biggest Shaq fan growing up. He's one of my all-time favorite anyone. He's one of my all-time favorite basketball players.
Totally.
One of my all-time favorite people. And you remember how nervous I was because I reached out to them maybe 2 months ago, and we finally made it work. And I was so, so excited that he was well, let's just be clear. So we went over to Shaq's studio. He has a podcast as well called The Big Podcast. And we went over to his podcast studio.
Why do you think he named it that?
I have no idea. It's a good question. No, The Big Podcast.
Sorry, everybody.
So we get over there. We get over to this building. We're in Atlanta. I don't know if we mentioned that, right? We're in Atlanta?
We're in Atlanta.
And we get there, and I remember I was so nervous. We were going up the elevator.
You were nervous. I mean, you run kind of like pretty high octane anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, you never, I hope you know that you never, ever need to drink caffeine.
Well, thankfully, I don't. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty bad on caffeine.
You need whatever sedatives can possibly be given to you.
Everyone's been telling me that lately. I wonder why that is.
Like, if you have to ever undergo general anesthesia, you need to reinforce the idea that you need extra, extra, double extra.
That's not a bad idea.
But no, it's a great
It was amazing.
Though.
No, forget about, I don't think
I've ever seen you quite like that, like I saw you.
But I remember we're walking down the hallway and then we peek in and there's a window through the door and we see Shaq and his two co-hosts, Rob Jenners and Kincaid. I forgot his first name already. But Dave Kincaid.
Wow. Look at us. We're terrible.
Mr. Kincaid. He's a really nice guy. He's great. Really loved him. But then as you just walked right, you looked in, you're like, oh, there's Shaq. And you just walked right in and you just walked right up to him and said, hey, Shaq. And you gave him a big hug and he's sitting down. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. You guys already have this amazing relationship and this amazing connection. And I know you haven't seen him in years.
He was just always so lovely. And then, during his cameo, he came up with the idea of why don't we do a little a nose kiss, as he's putting me down.
Right.
And I was like, that's so genius because it's so sort of sweet and innocent.
Sweet and innocent. And then, podcast.
I mean, he's probably had a lot of
No, he's definitely not innocent, but he's a
really kind.
Really kind, really generous, and just incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Incredibly funny. So you're about to listen to this episode right now. But before we get into the episode, which I know you'll love, we wanted to, again, just reiterate the fact that we want to expand our advice, or the unqualified banner, to include not just love and relationships, but also...
Yeah, we're thinking that we could start to dabble in the world of work relationship advice or family relationship advice. And once again, you guys know, we have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. But it might be kind of fun to talk about some of that stuff too. So please,
family relationships, friend relationships, work, whatever's on your mind, we would love to help out.
Yeah. We always love the relationship stuff too, but we're starting to think that maybe we could also go into some other territory with that stuff. So anything that's on your mind. So please submit anything. We read everything.
Yeah. Submit to Anna Faris. Let me start again. Anna Faris is unqualified.com is our website where you could submit a question. And then, Anna, I know you and I just love reading all the reviews on iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Please, if you guys feel up for it, please give us a review. We really want your feedback. We're attempting to get better at this. I think we sort of are. I don't know.
It's great that, we've been shown some love from a lot of publications, and I couldn't be happier.
It's great, and it's terrifying, too.
I know.
I mean,
now there's more pressure.
E! Online did a piece of Anna's vagina is huge.
Yeah, the episode with Olivia Munn. It wasn't exactly that. But it was really great that E! Online and a bunch of other publications picked up that episode and the one before that with Chris Evans and Jenny Slate.
Yeah.
We've been having a lot of fun, and we really appreciate all of the support, all of the tweets, all of the follows on at Unqualified on Twitter and on Facebook. We just love all of it. And
thank you guys for being so patient and so awesome. And we just adore each and every one of you. Okay, please enjoy Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, dear listeners, this week's episode of...
You can say it.
No, I can't.
She can't say it.
Unqualified.
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 You're so close.
Here.
Okay. Hey, dear listeners, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, State Farm, for supporting Unqualified. Friends don't usually have answers to your insurance questions, but State Farm agents do, and they are ready to help with more insurance options than you can imagine. Check out statefarm.com today to find an agent in your neighborhood. State Farm, talk to an agent today. The first friend I met in Los Angeles.
It's been almost 17 years.
And we talk a lot about, like, we have a heterosexual friendship. This is beautiful girlfriend Amy right here.
Yeah, she's hot too.
I know.
How old are you, Amy?
I'm 32.
Fucking girl, 32, looking 17. Holy shit. She's awesome.
All right. Whenever
you look fabulous.
Start,
let's roll.
Okay, so, okay, here we go. So, of course, you and I worked on Scary Movie 4 and House Bunny together.
That's right, we did two movies together. Mm-hmm. I forgot
but
all about that.
But I wasn't in a scene with you.
But it doesn't matter.
You were with Dr.
Yes,
Phil.
That's right. Oh, I forgot we did two movies mm-hmm. together. Wait till mm-hmm. I get home and tell my kids.
But, and you know, we do a podcast about relationships.
Got it.
So I wanted to ask you, if you're comfortable answering, do you remember your first crush growing up?
Yes, my first real crush.
First real crush.
Okay. So crush where I was able to make the overt act and make this woman my girlfriend or just see
both.
A girl crush.
If
okay.
you feel like doing both, I'd love to hear both.
My first crush was in fourth grade in Fort Stewart, Georgia. And the reason why I knew it was a crush because it's the first time I felt a Woody.
Mm.
So, like, every time I see this girl,
fourth
I get
grade.
To, yes, I would see this girl, and I get so excited, and, like, I'd have these sweatpants on, and I look down, and my little man would be poking out, and I just love this girl. And this was around the time that Lionel Richie's song, Every Once, Twice, Three Times, so, like, I would see the girl, that song would play in my head, I would get a little Woody, and I never talked to this girl. Her name was Erica Ford. Fort Stewart, Georgia. That was my first crush.
Erica Ford.
Yeah. Now, my first crush that I
you were able
went
to like...
the overt act and tell her that I had a crush on and make her my girlfriend, that probably was, I didn't have a lot of girlfriends. It probably was my high school girlfriend. Her name was Alana Howard. So I went to a small school, and all the girls that are already there, everybody knew.
Alana's
and,
a
know,
sexy name.
Alana's a sexy name. My school was 329 kids, 9 through 12.
This is in San Antonio?
San Antonio, Texas. Graduating class, 39 people. So anyway, there's only a couple hot girls in school, but they were taken. And we get this new girl who comes in from Alabama. Tall, slender, she's hot. Everybody's after her, but she's like, she's playing hard to get. She doesn't want anybody. Her mom's very strict. So I always see her and I always make her laugh. And then finally I said, I have a crush on you. She said, good, I've been waiting for you. I have a crush on you, too.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Because at the time before she came, I didn't have a prom date. I'm the number one player in the country. I don't have a girlfriend, no car, no prom date. I'm just, and I am the big V, by the way. Let's just, I wasn't doing anything. And I look at this girl, when nobody's around, you know, I just get the balls to say, I have a crush on you. And she said, I've been waiting for you. I have a crush on you, too. She was my high school girlfriend.
That's amazing.
Now, she's married now, though.
You didn't have a prom date. It's not that it was by choice. I'm sure because you were the number one player in the country, you had women throwing themselves
no,
at you.
Never.
No?
No.
Really?
Never. Yeah. And it's funny, like, you know, people used to say, oh, when you get into the NBA, you're going to have girls waiting in the lobby throwing themselves at you. I've never seen it.
Wow.
But maybe I think that's a testament to your character, though.
No, but I used to want that. I used to want
because I think that you do, but because you are a man of great character, so you don't necessarily see it. Because when you start to really see it and really pick up on
right.
it, and so I don't know. I think that's a testament to you. I think that
Thank
if
you.
I were to go to the club with you, I would see it all over the place.
Oh, okay, yeah, you would, yeah, but I would never see it.
And I would be like, dude, you've got 45 girls lined up.
I've never seen it. That's crazy.
But they tell you about it, right?
People say, oh, yo, she's looking at you. I'm like, okay, she's looking, but that doesn't mean she wants me.
Right.
Like I've never seen it. But, you know, living in L.A., living in Miami, I would always have to be the aggressor. Like, a lot of times I don't like being the aggressor.
Well, I think that I truly think that's a testament to the kind of person you are. And, okay, so I want to talk to you about a gazillion other things, but we're going to move into, we do this... we do this segment on our podcast called Rapid Fire Questions. This is a little bit of a not so rapid fire.
Let's do it.
But I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Anything for you, Anna.
Oh, I adore you. I adore you, Shaquille O'Neal. Okay. Which NBA team would you have refused to play for just based on their ugly ass uniforms?
Well, the uniforms and the weather. Minnesota Timberwolves. Not playing nowhere cold.
Okay. All right.
But what the hell is a timberwolf? I know what a wolf is, but I've never heard of a timberwolf.
I guess.
Is it a wolf that eats trees?
Yeah. Just chomping down
those
trees.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what decimated the logging industry.
I know, right?
That's why all those logger people are... Anyway, whatever. Okay. Okay. You and Charles Barkley got into a verbal fight stemming from a... Okay, this is a hypothetical.
Got it.
You and Charles Barkley... got into a verbal fight stemming from a bet you lost to him during last year's Belmont Stakes horse race. He picked the winner, American Pharoah. You picked Dumpling to win this race. Of course, American Pharoah wins. And now Charles comes over to collect on his bet. Since you lost, you have to cook him a four-course meal with dessert. What are you going to cook for him?
Four-course meal?
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to cook anything. I'm going to call Zifty.com or whatever. What's that place at Rivers Food? So I'm going to tell Charles to come over at 6. And I'm going to call the place where you pick food up. I'm going to pick food up from different restaurants. I have it probably about 5:30.
But he told you that he wanted you to make him a meal. You're not going to do that?
Well, first of all, Charles has no patience. All you have to do is just show him food. Everything will be fine. So what I would do is order the food at 5:30, get him there at 6, put it in pots and pans, show him that it's cooking, have the meal, have a conversation with him, get him drunk, kick him out of the house.
Well, do you have any, like, any
a steak, chicken.
Great. Any dessert?
Some salads. Yeah, a dessert. Dessert, I'll probably give him some pumpkin cheesecake because that's his favorite dessert.
Okay, I love it. That's great.
And mine, too.
Okay, but wait. Hey, Sim?
Yep.
Am I going to pronounce this name right?
Oh, you know what? You can pronounce it any way you think.
Will you ask this question?
No, you can ask it, but I want to see how you pronounce it anyway.
George Mirasan.
Mirasan. Okay, yeah, thank
Mirasan.
You.
Mirasan.
Okay, better big man performance, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane or George Mirasan in Billy Crystal's My Giant?
I'm going to have to go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is known to be a serious guy. So everybody was shocked when he played in the movie, but he actually did a pretty good job.
He was fantastic. His comedic timing was amazing.
It was awesome.
If I gave you $100 to spend right now, what would you buy?
What would I buy? I would buy your baby something nice.
Oh.
Because I didn't even know you had a baby, so I'm doubly super jealous right now.
Oh, that is so
nice. My woman
nice.
Is married, but I'm glad you're happy, and I hope your marriage lasts forever, and
thank you.
Hope your baby stays healthy, and I hope he becomes a powerful actor like you and your husband.
Well,
I want you to be
you.
Happy because you deserve it, because you made me happy so many times just being depressed, being down in games, not throwing that scary movie and just... You know, the way you just carried all your performances, it was awesome to see. So thank you very much.
I think that's the best compliment I've ever received.
No, seriously, thank you. I mean, because I like to laugh. I love to laugh, so thank you.
And thinking that I could make someone like you laugh, that is...
Oh, you do. Listen, you do a fabulous job. And the way you just hold yourself through the funniest scenes in the world, that takes professionalism. So you definitely have it. So thank you.
Well... It's the same. I mean, you in the face of all the stress of athleticism, I have no idea. I can't even imagine what it's like. I could never imagine what it's like to be in the finals, in the pressure that and how you have to mentally. I don't know. Do you have any?
It's similar to what you go through when you have to perform. You got to nail it. You got to do the right thing. Funny that you mention that. Every time I saw a superstar or a bunch of superstars watching me play, I wanted to give them the same enjoyment that they gave me. I had to play well. I'm like, man, Adam's in the house, Denzel, Jack Nicholson, bring it to me, Kobe. Like, I had to, like, put on a great show because I know you guys doing what you do is probably stressful and, like, you want to get away from it and drink a beer and enjoy the game and have fun, come to the arena. I'm playing at the arena, so I had to give you guys a show like you guys gave me a show.
You're aware of that? You're cognizant of that?
Yes, of course.
So you know
yes.
that you want to put on
yes.
a show because
no,
Jack
not
is
want
in the
to.
Front.
I have to.
You have
I,
to.
Not want to. I have to.
But your generosity was always felt. I mean, not only your skill level, but just what you talked about, like being like, I want to put on a show. And that kind of generosity and mentality was totally felt through all of L.A., through your whole career, I think. And
thank you.
It's impressive.
And the way little kids look at me, Shaq, 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 that's how I look at my favorite actors and actresses. So, like, for me even to be in the same building with Anna or Adam or Jack, I'm like, oh, my God. They come to watch me to play. Concentrate, bust ass, make them laugh, have a good time. That's what I wanted to do.
Shaq, I can't even tell you how excited we are because Anna and I, the entire time on our flight over, we said, is this really happening? Because we've been doing this podcast
now
for 6 months.
I'll do anything for Anna.
We've been doing it for 6 months.
If you ever have a stalker, don't call the cops first. Call me first.
Well, now that we know that, we would love that.
Don't mess with Anna.
But this is...
If you think about sending crazy emails, don't do it. You don't want to deal with me. Fool, you shut up, man.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I have the bragging rights. I'm like blushing so hard right now because I have the bragging rights of Shaquille O'Neal being like, has my back. Okay, so the final question is from my husband, Chris Pratt. Pretty soon, he's going to be starting work again on the sequel to Jurassic World. He's decided to build a dinosaur based on you for the movie. What is the name of Chris's new dinosaur co-star?
A dinosaur. Shakasaurus Rex.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh
we
my
have
God.
That.
Oh, we have that. We wrote that down.
We had a few options in case you didn't want to come up with anything.
Shakasaurus Rex.
Yes, we've got Dunkasaurus.
Shakalopolis.
Shakalopolis.
That's incredible. That's amazing.
But tell him the dinosaur has to be nice and sweet.
Nice and sweet.
And once you piss him off, then he goes crazy.
That's right.
Like
he's
you're
like big,
say...
strong, mean looking, whatever. But he's nice and sweet. But once you piss him off, like shoot at him or something, now he goes crazy and he can't be stopped. That's why they call me Diesel, because I was like a 18-wheeler truck coming down a steep hill with no brakes.
Wow.
Impossible to stop.
We had Pterodactyl.
Nice.
Hyceratops.
Nice.
Tyrannosaurus Diesel.
Nice.
Dunkasaurus. Shakasaurus Rex.
Nice.
Yep, that's what you came up with. We figured that maybe you could be like the dinosaur that's like the beast that has to kill the meanest dinosaur.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll do it. Listen, if you or your husband ever need me in a movie, I'm with WME. I'm there. And my fee is not a lot.
Okay.
I just want to be in a movie and have fun.
I love it. Okay, so wait, we have one more game for you.
We have a game, and then we're going to take one call with someone who's going to ask for some relationship advice.
Okay.
Got it.
But
this is where Sim takes over.
Well, we're doing this together.
Yeah, we're doing it together.
So, Shaq, not only are you one of the greatest basketball players of all time, you're also the greatest and most successful NBA rapper of all time. In fact, your album Shaq Diesel went platinum, while Shaq Fu, The Duh Return, went gold. I want to put your knowledge of rappers who've played in the NBA to the test.
Got it.
So Anna's going to recite some rap lyrics, and you're going to tell me who the rapper is. So we have four, and they'll get from easy to harder. So we're going to start. Anna is going to recite the lyrics. Who is the baller/rapper who rapped these rhymes?
Tickety tock, don't stop. Yeah, the clock is ticking. Your booty chicken rhymes, mine's a finger licking. Bloodin', crippin', I hear your body callin'. I caught it with my bangin' cause my skills are into ballin'. I get started like a hammer, I finish like Shaquille. When you think you heard my best, well, fool, look a here.
Do you want multiple choice or do you want to guess first?
Yeah, multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Is it A, Joe Smith? Is it B, Cedric Ceballos?
Cedric Ceballos.
Cedric Ceballos is the correct answer.
Yes.
He's the former blindfolded slam dunk champion.
Right.
The song is called Flow On.
Oh, that's right, Flow On.
And
that's
Warren
right.
G
yes.
also contributed to the
that's
track.
That's right, he did. Yep, I remember that one.
All right, so next question. Who is the NBA player who rapped the following rhyme? Anna, take it away.
Fast as a roly, slow as a roly-poly. I bought your shit, it was weak, trashed it, now you owe me.
Multiple choice?
Yeah.
All right. Is it A, Dana Barros, B, Clarence Weatherspoon, or C, Allen Iverson?
Allen Iverson.
The answer is Allen Iverson, who will be your Hall of Fame classmate.
Two for two.
The song is called 40 Bars.
Nice. Okay, but can you... I don't understand what fast as a roly, slow as a roly-poly.
Okay, fast as a roly is a Rolex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a roly-poly is... What's a roly-poly is either the candy or the little... What's the little thing that... No, you remember
Roy's like the little bugs?
No, it's
like the little bug.
Yeah, no, I thought it was the slinky. Slinky. It's just
that's a slinky.
No, but don't. I don't know. I have no idea what it is.
This is Rob Jenner. Yeah,
I just have no idea.
He's with us.
But actually, can we get back? If will you help me interpret this last one though a little bit too? Okay. Which was the Cedric lyric? I get started like a hammer, I finish like Shaquille. So as a woman, right? We're talking about lovemaking, right?
Okay, got it.
Are we? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay, that's what I think that Cedric is talking about. I get started like a hammer, I caught it with my banging, because my skills are into balling.
Right.
Right. I get started like a hammer. I finish like Shaquille. Are they talking about lovemaking?
No, he was talking about.
So glad.
Coming down like a hammer means like you're coming down hard. And I was known as a powerful finisher. So with the hammer, you have a powerful finish like that. That's what it means. I didn't scare you, did I?
No, not at all.
All right, we have the next one coming up right now.
Okay. I'm barely even legal, but I'm four cars deep. Three houses to my name, my people stealing these streets. The hell with VIP, y'all ain't gotta hide me. I'm on the dance floor, shit, me key know where I be.
Is it Kobe Bryant, Lou Williams, or Vern Fleming?
Lou Williams.
Nice!
Lou Williams, he busted out that track with his old pal Meek Mill.
You are three
for
three.
We have one more. One more.
Might have to get my song ready, Rob.
Okay.
Remember this, son. Do all the runs. Shoot your gift like a gun and never forget where you come from. You're young, gifted, and black. If they can't say Shaquille O'Neal, then
make them say Shaq. That's me. That's me. Let me hear my song, Rob.
All right, here we go.
Let me hear my song.
Yeah.
Sing it with me, Anna.
Nice.
Sing it with me, Anna.
All right.
4 for 4.
Okay, here we go.
I've never even been 4 for 4 at the free throw line.
What?
NSA up. NSA up.
This is the best day of my life right now.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I love that. Like, you have the best lyrics, though.
Thank you.
All right. So if you don't mind, we we're going to take a call.
Let's do it.
A young man. Sim knows the deal.
Yeah,
here.
So we...
He needs your advice.
He needs our advice. Well, let's get him on the line right now. Hopefully Rob can help us out. And... Oh, is he on right now?
I'm dialing him now.
All right. Great.
So we take calls from people and we give them we try to give them nice, good advice, but we also tell them that we're also kind of sort of terrible at giving advice.
Dr. O'Neill can help.
Yeah, that's right. That's...
Oh, what's your baby's name?
Jack.
Good. I'll put you on hold for one
Jack,
quick
that's
second,
awesome.
Okay?
Jack rhymes with Shaq.
Blonde hair, blue eyes?
Like kind of reddish hair, barely in, even though he's three. He barely has any hair.
All right.
Wears little glasses.
Oh.
Hey, dear listeners, I think I told you about the Chrysler Pacifica's best-in-class storage capacity and the journey of my new houseplant, which began with the fold-down second and third-row seats magically disappearing into the floor. It was incredible. On the same adventure, I also made use of something called Stow and Go Assist, which lets you slide the front seats forward so you can access the in-floor storage bins. The Pacifica is a 2019 top safety pick with features like forward collision warning, active braking, lane departure warning, and a 360-degree surround view cameras that come in handy when you block the back window with a large shrub. Under the same circumstances, the parallel and perpendicular park assist was also more than helpful. I also consider that you connect theater system to be a safety feature with 20 speakers at the proper volume and windows down. Notorious B.I.G. lets everyone know I'm coming. And thanks to the wireless headphones and 10-inch touchscreens, I can play the music I want to hear without my son Jack, learning any new words. The all blacked out exterior and blacked out 20-inch wheels complete my image. So Chrysler is offering unqualified listeners two offers. Employee pricing on 2019 model year Chrysler Pacifica models, or you can visit PacificaIsQualified.com to receive a $1,000 offer on a Chrysler Pacifica hybrid model. That's all one word, PacificaIsQualified.com. I love you, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of Unqualified. And thank you so much for supporting our sponsors. Hey, dear listeners. One of our new sponsors is Chrysler. And they actually lent me a car. So for the past week, I've been driving around in a Chrysler Pacifica. And it's kind of awesome. The Pacifica has won a ton of awards, like best-in-class storage capacity, which means the second and third row seats fold down into the floor as if they were never there, and you can move a really big piece of furniture. And this is something I've tested. It's also a 2019 top safety pick with 360-degree surround view cameras, forward collision warning, blind spot warning, and lane departure warning. You can also take your hands off the steering wheel and it will parallel park for you, but I have not tried that yet. My son Jack loves the Uconnect theater system with the touchscreens. He and his friends were playing games and watching movies, and it was even more difficult getting them out of the car. And of course, my favorite part is the sound system, which has like 20 speakers to properly blast little Kim. So Chrysler is offering Unqualified listeners an exclusive $1,000 bonus cash offer towards a new Chrysler Pacifica. Visit PacificaIsQualified.com and fill out your information for your exclusive $1,000 offer. That's all one word, PacificaIsQualified.com. I can't believe I did that. Woohoo! Hey, I love you, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being a part of Unqualified, and thank you for supporting our sponsors.
All right, guys, you got Pete on the line.
All right, so let's go to the calls right now. Pete, are you there?
Hi, Pete.
Yep.
Hey, it's Sim, and you are on Unqualified, and Anna is here, and guess who else is here? We have Shaquille O'Neal with us right now.
Whoa, Shaq Daddy.
What's up, Pete? How are you, brother?
I'm good. Congratulations on your entire career, man. You're awesome, man. This is such a privilege.
Thank you. We heard you need some relationship advice.
So, Pete, you've been married to your loving wife. You've been married to your loving wife for 8 years right now, together for 20. So she has a great career, and she's also the mother to your two young boys. But lately, something has been on your mind. What's going on, Pete? Let's see if Shaq and Anna can help you out here.
Oh, cool. No, thank you. I mean, just before I get into it, this is such an honor, Anna. I started listening to your podcast.
Thanks.
You and your guests would be great for me, and you're just totally free of judgment, and you're so gracious with your time. And we're both my wife and I. We are absolute fans of Just Friends. We think you nailed that character. We love you so much. You make us laugh out loud.
Thank you so much. And thanks for submitting a question. Thanks for being on the show. And it's so incredible. I have Shaquille O'Neal here and we have a special friendship, Shaquille O'Neal and I. I think
I've been in love with this woman since Scary Movie 4 and House Bunny and all her work.
There you go. As I mentioned to Sim, my gorgeous wife, we're college sweethearts. We have a wonderful life. She's my rock, and she's awesome, both professionally and personally. But just the normal work and home life has kind of taken a toll on her, and it's hard for me to say this. You know, she's put on some weight, and I'm still very attracted to her. I still consistently try to instigate, personal stuff with her and try and have sex and all that stuff, but she's hesitant and she's embarrassed by her appearance, and she has like issues with me even seeing her naked. We still have it, but we don't do it as much as I would like to. And she even says she wants to do it more, but she's just held back by that. And obviously it's a sensitive topic, and I just don't know how to approach it with like respect and understanding. And then also I have like guilt on my own end for even like, God, it would be great if she could, make me feel better, and for obvious reasons. And so it's like this. It's very. It's like a, you know, I get shaky when I talk about
this
it.
This is such a.
Like I just don't know how to handle it.
It's such a common problem, and I mean, I think all. I don't know if men experience it in the same way, but I know
I
all you do.
I've actually had this problem, and I have a suggestion for you. Earlier, you just said that you are still attracted to her. Do you really feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're really attracted to her, you have to let her know that. You have to let her know, baby, you put on so pounds, so what? And when I say let her know that, not by big things, little things. Send her flowers to work, show up at work, lip sing a song to her, you know, come, you know, little stuff. Show up at her job, give her a kiss, tell her to take the day off, you take a drive. First place y'all made love to, or first place y'all met, take her back. You'd have to let her know that it's okay. Because once you let her know it's okay, then she'll start to say to herself, it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. Mm-hmm. You know, a woman, wife, mother, you know, her first priority is come home and take care of you and the baby. She's not thinking about Lifetime Fitness or 24-hour fitness. She's thinking about you. And I could tell by your voice, you guys are older. You've been there and done that.
I tell my girlfriend all the time. 38 years old?
Yes.
I tell my girlfriend all the time because she's a workout guru. And I ask, I say, why are you working out? I say, I don't want to get fat. I say, even if you do get fat, I'm going to still love you. Because love isn't about how you look. It's about how you treat somebody. Mm-hmm. It's about the good and the bad times you go through. So my advice, sir, is to just tell her how beautiful she is every day. And when she starts talking down on herself, you bring her up. You bring her up and you just keep bringing her up. Keep telling her she's beautiful. Keep loving her. Keep sending her flowers. Keep giving her kisses, and also tell her that skinny women ain't in no more.
That's right.
Big mamas are taking over right now.
I gained a bit of weight during my pregnancy, and I've always been a pretty slight person, but I gained about 65 pounds during my pregnancy, and Chris and I got self-conscious, but Chris would do this thing where he would look at my butt and he would just go, and have this like guttural groan.
I've got a big red one.
And I would get embarrassed, but in it because I was, of course, I had never been quite that big before, but it made me feel so good that he was just like, oh, like I want to grab that, and it really did. It made it all better. Just that simple thing of like him, and I think. I don't know. I just something about his. I don't know. I don't think he was like putting on a show or anything, but his lustiness made me feel hot. And I don't know if that.
So women like little things, buddy. And just keep.
Yeah.
You know, just keep telling her. You know, just keep telling her how beautiful she is. Trust me, it'll work.
Yeah, I know. It's just more making her believe it. That's also what's hard. You know, it's like, I know I say it.
And well, that's your job, Mr. Husband. That's your job. It's a hard job. That's why they say men are from Venus, women are from Mars, but you can figure it out. I know you can. Do it.
Pete, 20 years, and you know what? You know her better than anyone
else.
You can do it, man. You can totally do it. But listen, thank you so much for taking the time with us tonight.
But I think your advice, Shaquille, was amazing. Like it, like with in terms of like showing her, you know, giving her flowers and whatnot. But I really also think like if you can like just start like fondling her and she'll get annoyed, she'll swat at you
she'll
or
be
whatever.
Like, stop.
But she'll really
all that stuff. But, act like you want it.
But if you keep at it. It's going to infiltrate with her, and she's going to feel
true.
Like a sexy
Pete,
person.
Pete, is that something you'd be comfortable with doing?
Oh, yeah. No, of course. I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, she's only been she's the one woman I've only been with in my entire life, and, you know, it's still
amazing.
To this day. I mean,
so, Pete, right now your name is Pete, but when you get home, you got to turn into Freaky Pete. All right, Pete, you got to turn into Freaky Pete. Put the baby to bed and then go to work.
I got to tell you, though, you are just know that you're not alone. Like, this is
this happens a lot.
Common. I mean, I recently cut my hair shorter, and I got to tell you, I just hate it. I don't want.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, it's hot.
I know. No,
stop it.
But what I'm saying is that I understand that, like, all of that physical stuff that women, we have a whole, I know that you guys have a ton of different pressure in different ways, but women, we've got a whole journey of, like, a lifetime journey of this beauty pressure that is tough, that we, you know, that we'd like to think that we're strong enough and confident enough to overcome all of it, but we want to always be sexy to our men, and it's a tough one. But I think that you can give her a gift by truly, like, kind of shoving your face in between her butt cheeks and just being like, ah, I love you.
Yeah, just take it. All right, Pete.
All right, Pete, thank you so much, man.
Excuse me, Freaky Pete. Talk to you later, buddy.
Freaky Pete, yeah, let us know how it goes, please. And thank you for the compliment.
And thank you, Sim, and thank you, Anna, and thank you for all the guests that you bring on the show.
Oh, man. Pete, will you please keep in touch, okay? I want to talk to you more.
We'll do. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay, so we're wrapping it up, but Shaq.
Anytime.
I can't
thank
you
enough. You have my number, my email. Call me. And if you ever get a stalker, call me first.
I will, but please. I wanted to ask you one last quick question. This is a little bit serious. Not too serious, but what do you think it takes to make what does it take to make a great coach?
Coaches, sports?
And anything. A good leader.
Well, these days, because this millennium is different, they have they're all about self-entitlement, which is cool. Mm-hmm. It's what they do. A lot of these youngsters can't take the hardcore discipline that, I don't know how you grew up, but that's how I grew up. So you have to learn ways to speak their language. For example, my son, when I first started coaching him, 7 and 8, kids from our neighborhood, you know what I mean by that term? They don't really get or yell at a lot. So I had to be nice to them. So in order to get them to work out, I would have to trick them. Like, okay, whoever runs 10 laps gets $100. But I would never pay them, but that was my way of motivating. Okay, we win this game today, we go to Hooters. So to answer your question, you have to be able to speak the language, whatever the language may be. Some kids like the old school approach, but a lot of kids only understand the new school approach, so they've never been talked to harshly, never been talked to with a strong voice. So you have to, you know, you have to just figure out ways how to get into it. I will probably never coach in this era because I'm used to the hardcoreness of, what are you doing? You're not playing well, and people throwing you around. That's what motivates me. And I tried that with my son one time. He broke all the way down. I had to build him back up. And then I had to say, okay, let me turn down a notch and let me figure out his language and, you know, coach him from that aspect.
But what do you think, like, in terms of being a good leader, like, was it, I mean, because I like to think, like, you give other people the credit and you try to, I don't know, like.
Try to empower other people?
Yes. You know, my thing on leadership is, you know, I try to get people to follow me because they want to.
Right.
As opposed to because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other leaders create other great leaders. So, you know, when I was playing basketball and, like, doing my thing in business, I let my guys do what they got to do or say what they got to say. If I see a point to where it needs to be corrected, I'll go on 1 minute, correct it, and get back out. But, you know, what has made me successful is, like, I don't try to micromanage. For example, I have a podcast, but I have a guy named Rob. He does everything. He puts the intros together, he sets up the boom, he sets up the bam, whatever. And then the title most of the time is going to say Shaq has the best podcast, but it's really not me. It's a team.
Mm-hmm.
No guy can win a championship by himself. Right. I got the Kobe Bryant of engineers right here. This guy is quick. I call him, need something done, he does it. But that's because I'm not coming in here and saying, do this, cut this up. Let Anna sit here. Don't talk to, like, you got to let people.
You tell whatever story you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You tell whatever story you want.
So, you know, like, leaders don't micromanage all the time. And you just have to kind of, like, let your employees, you got to kind of, like, delegate them some responsibility. Say, you know, you do this, you
I'm
do that.
You.
And then if it doesn't work out, correct them politely one minute, and then hopefully they don't do it again. But I've never been a guy to micromanage or say or act like I know everything. And it's worked out for me.
Well, Shaq, I got to tell you right now, and to all my friends listening, this has been one of the greatest days of my life. It's a dream come true for me.
Mine too.
I've been one of your fans, not because of your ability, but just because of the way you carry your life. And I just admire you so much. And
thank you.
I just wanted to just thank you so much from a personal level,
appreciate
how much you've done for me and so many millions and millions of people all over the world.
And I feel the same way, especially about you, Anna. You should have seen the look on my face when you said Anna Faris. I was like, my Anna? You mean my woman? You mean my...
I love it that I'm your woman.
Imaginary TV work wife, Anna Faris, is coming.
And he's
like,
I love it.
So look, I was going through it. He's like, don't you know she's married? I'm like, bull, she's not married. And he showed me your husband. I was like, okay, he's a good one. I guess I have to let it go. But yes, congratulations, your success, the babies, on everything.
And
if you ever need me, you got my information.
I know, and I would love to have you over.
I'm in.
That would be just amazing. I want you to like...
And Sim, your little 19-year-old girlfriend's hot, too. You should be ashamed of yourself for dating a 19-year-old.
Amy's beautiful. Amy's here.
She just graduated out of high school last week. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Comes from a family of Lakers fans.
I don't want to hear that. Don't change the subject.
I'm not changing the subject.
You're like 35, this woman's 19.
She hasn't even turned
in her first college application yet, and you got rings on her finger and bracelets. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should see this guy, 19-year-old girl. She's the hottest thing on earth.
She is. She's hot.
Oh, my God.
She's hot. And I've seen him. I don't know. I'm so happy for him.
Are you kidding me?
So happy for him. Hey, all right. So thank you for you and your team.
Love you guys.
All right. We're gonna cut down some trees or mow some lawn in Atlanta.
No problem. And tell your husband if you need me to choke out one or two of them dinosaurs.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I'm in. All right. Love you guys.
Okay. Love you. Love you, Shaquille O'Neal.